This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On acknowledging we're in the fall season, that summer is over. 7 after the hour on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. I just have made my witch's brew to get rid of the stuff in my voice. I can hear it already, right?
Ooh, what's the concoction you use?
It smells like turpentine, but it isn't.
Is it love potion number 9?
No, this is number 3. Love Potion number 3, designed to help Marjorie Taylor Greene with whatever her problems are, and me with my phlegm. So this is a recipe for all of you, not a recipe for disaster, but to avert the disaster of losing your voice. If you're on the radio, a little difficult, have that problem. So it's a combination of honey, apple cider vinegar, and just a little bit of lemon juice, right? And then it got to work. Voila. Ta-da. So, I have been thinking, as I often am,
It's like as soon as you mention that, you I did this, and then all of a sudden it's like, that's what you think.
It takes a little bit sometimes for it to activate.
I actually had somebody tell me once about trying this, and I do this whenever I have lung infections, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But the concoction you made, you do boil water with apple cider vinegar and lemon juice, and then you breathe in the steam and let that kind of do its thing for about 10 minutes, and then you pour it in a mug, add the honey, and then you drink it.
I think that is correct. I've heard that too. Yes, but I didn't have time to do that because the radio world calls, and I have to be here so that people don't wonder where I am.
We wait for no one.
Not at all. The time is the time. Do you ever think about what people would say about you? Let's imagine that you're gone. Maybe it is your funeral. What do people say about you? Will they say that you were thoughtful, that you were kind, that you were a wonderful person when you were alive? I think it's just, what will people remember about you? And do you think about that before you open your mouth sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Be grateful for who you are and where you are and what you have.
It
doesn't mean it couldn't be something better, but, you know, it's just, it's thinking. It's all about thinking. It is. Remember my sixth grade teacher, Margaret Hayes, had a sign on her desk, T-H-I-N-K, think. And that's it. Learning how to think, not what to think, but also when you use that term is so broad. What do you apply it to? You apply it to everything. Really, I think you do. I think, well, there I am, using a sentence, think.
Yeah. And continuing to ask questions and encourage youngsters to ask questions. Too oftentimes, the young ones are told, like, don't question my authority. No.
Right.
Asking questions is a sign of intelligence. Nurture
that. So I was unpopular for a while because, well, not for a while, I still do it. The way I make my living in the main is to ask questions. Why? What? Where? How? I used to do that as a kid on the farm. How did this work? Why is that? Blah, blah. Question right now is, why is China taking their pandas back from our country? Well, the good old Chinese government once again is at it. We will not have any. We have not had this situation for 50 some odd years. Back when the Chinese government was a little younger, a little more interested in reaching out to the world, they gave us a couple of pandas. Now, The zoos in Atlanta and Washington are returning the pandas that have been on loan because the Chinese government says we want them back.
Can't they say, like, well, no take backs?
Well, we can just say, no, we're not going to give you, we'll go to war, we're getting our pandas back again. All right, there it is. Three pandas that were at the National Zoo in Washington for 20 years. These things are the cutest. I don't know, why don't we have some here? They are they're native to China, but there's a lot of stuff native to various places around the world, and we bring them here, breed them, and then keep them. I don't understand why that isn't done, but that's me, right? It's easier to complain about. Maybe it is just easier to complain about the Chinese.
Are they taking all the pandas, like including red pandas?
Gone. Yep, everybody's gone.
Even the red pandas?
Oh, I don't know about are the red pandas from China?
I believe historically they are, but I don't know if those are in the group that were on loan.
I don't either. Okay, this is the first week of the new Supreme Court session. Starts up. What about what they're all about, and what are they going to be doing, and who are they going to be listening to, and what decisions do they have to make? Chief Justice John Roberts, very business friendly, they tend to be kind of skeptical of government regulation, which is good because we all need to be skeptical about that. And then there's the Republicans. Those guys are bad on the Supreme Court. And the Democrats, they're bad or they're good. Depends on your point of view. And it seemed like yesterday, last June, when they were all done, and they always have a flurry of announcements at the end of the season, right? This is our ruling on this, that, or the other thing. So you know, all of that stuff is done. There are limits that were passed, I think, last season on the EPA, which was good. On the FDA, which is good. On the IRS, all those things we all want. They still exist, but they don't have as much power after some rulings from last year. So, what are they going to do this week? They will hear arguments in the first of three cases involving the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The case details are kind of in the weeds. But this goes back to when Obama was president. They created this agency as the financial crisis. Who doesn't remember how we bottomed out in 2009 and 2010? Wow. It was the end of my business, my good business. I had a wonderful 8-year run during this program. And now after that, what I made a dollar for now, I got, from that point on, I got 10 cents for everything that I got a dollar for before. So, anyway, there was a lot of stuff a lot of this stuff came from Elizabeth Warren, who was a law professor, who's now a senator from Massachusetts. Oh, man, what a nightmare she is and was then. So, anyway, they're going to try to figure out whether what they did then with the Federal Reserve was legal. And I can't tell you any more than that because it's so steeped in, as I say, the weeds. It's just more complicated baloney. But now people are, you know, lawyers prevail. Last season in New Orleans, the Fifth Circuit, which probably the most right of center of all. And that's what's wrong. Why should the Ninth Circuit be liberal? And why should the Fifth? Why aren't they all the same? It's like teachers in school. Why are there some good teachers in some schools and bad teachers go to the other school? Why do we have bad teachers? Why do we have bad courts by definition? What is the law is the law is the law is the law.
Yeah.
Right?
And how is there room for corruption in certain industries? How do those fly by?
Well, because we're basically inherently corrupt. Or, excuse me, we're corruptible. Let's put it that way. Okay, let's see here. What else? Cases on abortion, gerrymandering, guns, opioids, social media. Ah, that'll be interesting. Right? Social media.
social media.
And what's going to happen with all of this stuff that's changing? This is, social media is out of control, really. They don't know how to deal with it because there's not law on the books. Imagine if they can't handle social media, what's going to happen with AI? And no laws on the books for that either. Mm-hmm. So what's the fate of all of that stuff? And the Supreme
Court.
Seems
like a lot of it is just too far gone at this point.
Yeah, you think
it is.
There's
no turning back. Yeah.
Nah. Anyway, the Trump cases that are all before the various the civil cases and the criminal cases that are before local and regional courts, guaranteed if he's found guilty, and he's going to be found guilty on a bunch of these things, they're going to take it to the Supreme Court. Now, they may not be heard, but it'll just be another way of stalling it. Can you imagine this guy gets reelected and then he goes to jail? Seriously. That could happen. There's a scenario where Trump could get reelected, be convicted, and go to jail. That's why it's important. It's always important to get a good vice president. People running for president, well, we didn't have a particularly good president, so it goes hand in hand, didn't have a very good vice president, but hello. So who's on the list? I think Tom Scott's on that list, right? The lady who's the governor of, was it North Dakota, is also on the list. Interesting. See how that all shakes out. Anyway, speaking of North Dakota, a state senator and his wife and two of their children were killed. Plane he was piloting crashed into an airport in Utah.
Yeah, that's heartbreaking.
Corruption. Senator Robert Menendez going on trial. He's been charged. This is October or whatever, right? So they're not going to go to trial till next May, which is when they have the state primary in New Jersey.
Yeah, that seems absurd.
And he may still run. They have a crook. Oh, the crooks are everywhere. Crook in the White House, crook on the crooks.
Yeah.
It seems to.
So it's not the crime,
politics.
It's who's doing it.
Apparently, yes. 18 after the hour. This is Crime Free Good Day.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Like any good agent, we're here for the open house, for the closing, for handing over keys. But because we're Realtors, we're here for so much more. Agents who are Realtors volunteer at nearly 3 times the national average. We're working to broaden access to credit, increase affordable housing supply, and ensure fair housing for all. And Realtors are bound by a code of ethics. We're here for it all. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Hustle up. We've got 8 more floors to go before lunch.
Sarusha's window washing business is reaching new heights.
Wipe, wipe, and let's roll.
They need more certified cleaners to keep online reviews crystal clear.
Team, I know we're hustling, but watch for street. Can you give me a hand over here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I know you're saying, wait a minute, it's 23 after the hour. Usually Doug has social media in the focus. Well, I'm going to do a circuitous connection between the chicken song and what's going on in social media. If you'll let me stretch this a little, Jay.
Yeah, what is this actual song, though, when it's not
done by
chicken?
It's called In the Mood.
In the Mood.
It's by a group called the Hen House Five. And there's a lady who's a very good friend of mine whose husband used to tease me all the time. He listened to me on the local station back in the 70s, and this was my this was my theme song. And he loved it, called it the Chicken Song, and so I played it for him all the time. Now, this lady has decided that we need to keep the chicken focus going, so she has sent me via social media on Facebook some amazing chicken facts, as opposed to chicken fat. And so I thought perhaps we should indulge, don't you think, a little bit?
I'm here for it. Let's go.
All right. So backyard chicken folks, are you a backyard chicken person? If you're a backyard chicken person, this is something that you should know, right? There's a list of things, and as I live and breathe, I had it. Remember I said, I got it, and now, oh, wait a minute, there it is. Okay, I just got it back again. One of the things about chickens that you can actually do a little research on social media. They can distinguish between your face and your wife's face, or your daughter's face, or whomever. So chickens know who you are. We have different kinds of hens on the farm, and there's a hen, I forget now what they're called, but they're noisy as all get out.
Roosters?
And they can tell there's something different. What the heck are they called? It's a strange guinea hens. That's what they are. The guinea hens. Right. They see colors, and actually, chickens can see more colors than humans can. How about that?
Really? How do they know this? How do they figure this out?
I don't know. It's like how do scientists know the dogs are colorblind? I don't know. You're asking too many questions. Let me finish.
Sorry. This, okay.
After all. All right. Let's see. Chickens make friends, and when they lose a friend, they grieve over the loss of a friend. They can taste salt, but they cannot taste sweet things. They have dreams. I'm with you. I don't know who figured this out. They have dreams when they're asleep. The world's oldest chicken lived to be 16. Wow. There are more chickens on the planet than humans.
Really?
Yeah, that's kind of shocking, actually, isn't it? The chicken, the fact that we have chickens today, they are the closest living creatures of the dinosaur T-Rex. T-Rex, if you remember, the T-Rex kind of look like, right? Two legs, big mouth, right? There you go. In the wild, they navigate using the sun. And I think most birds do, don't they?
That's, frankly? Yeah, I thought so.
Chickens cannot sweat, but they can run at 9 miles an hour. Yeah, but amazing. You would not hear that. You think anybody else on the radio today is going to do what I just did? You think anybody anywhere is going to do what I just did?
No, it's, and they're missing out. They're missing out on all the fun.
Right. So, the thing is, how do I follow that? That is my radio question right now. I don't know. I got a guy who just sent me a note. Actually, the oldest chicken ever recorded lived to be 23 and a half years old. How the heck does this guy know that? That's what
I probably put Google search.
Facts on Good Day at 28 past the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. When doing the math, the United Auto Workers strike has cost the U.S. economy nearly $4 billion. It cites lost wages for workers and more than $1 billion in manufacturing declines at General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis. The damage to the economy by the strike accounts for additional costs to suppliers, dealers, and consumers. Thousands of workers are striking against the big three U.S. automakers, demanding better pay and more benefits. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz is working to remove House Speaker Kevin McCarthy from his position. Gaetz filed a motion yesterday to force a vote. The move comes as McCarthy worked with Democrats to pass a short-term funding bill to keep the government open, which conservative members of the conference were opposed to. Republicans want much less government spending and point to it as why inflation is so high. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's going to be a good day.
Your thoughts matter. Voice your opinion at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
And the leaves that are green turn to brown, and they wither with the wind, and they crumble in your hand. Once my heart was filled with the love of a girl, I held her close, but she faded in the night.
Hey, good Simon and Garfunkel songs. Simon and Garfunkel, I used to call them when I was a moldy oldie disc jockey back in the 60s and 70s.
Can we say that?
What?
Is that allowed?
What, Simon and Garfunkel? What's wrong with that?
It sounded like he said something else.
Yeah, no, you're just that N in the, before the
K. Oh, come. What, fart? Garfunkel?
The other one. The other F word.
Simon, you just have a bad mind. That's your problem.
Sure.
James Collins with a bad mind at the controls in our studio in Dallas. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Jay's in Cleveland. I'm on my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. I was looking over the results of the Powerball drawing, and the results are I guess, depending on your point of view, not good if you bought a ticket, and good if you think you could spend $1.2 billion. So there have been 33 straight drawings, no winner. I think there's a fix on. I've always thought these things were fixed. I think they just don't have winners because they want more people to buy into the Powerball game so they have more money. So, how about that?
I don't think they're fixed at all. But I find this to be very good news because I forgot to buy a ticket.
Oh,
so this is
I've
great
bought a lot of them. Yeah, okay. Well, I'll buy some more. All right. So Powerball is Wednesday night, and then Mega Millions is Friday, I think, right? Mega Millions is a paltry $292 million or something like that. Who needs that, right?
Powerball is Monday, Wednesday, Saturday. Mm-hmm. Mega is Tuesday, Friday.
Got it.
Nothing on Thursdays.
Jay is the queen of social media here, and you can reach us through all of the social media with the same handle now. It's at Good Day Networks. And I was off on a toot here a little earlier, and I'm looking around at some of the things that you have participated in. And because we're in the football season, I think a week or so ago I was talking, I'm not a fan. I don't promote football. I don't like it. I think it's dangerous for all ages. I do sign on to the people who are playing for money. They sign a contract. They know what the dangers are. Maybe it sounds cruel.
They know what they're getting themselves into. There are a lot of people in the medical field and scientists saying that children under a certain age should not play tackle football. It should all be flag football. There should not be tackle until, relatively speaking, bones are set.
Right, and that's when you're in your 20s. You grow up. Some people their bones have stopped growing at 18 or 19. A lot of times it's 20, 21. So we asked the question on our Good Day Network, Good Day Network social media pages, what is the appeal of football, right? And then we ask you to name some other potentially dangerous sports. Why is it that people like to follow these things, like the old gladiator days? I'm looking at
look at boxing and MMA.
The MMA stuff, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't really equate AEW or WWE with that because even though these are athletes and they are doing actual moves, they are choreographed moves. It's not actual fighting. These are soap operas of athletics in a way.
All right, so Nikki Lanigan said all-star cheering is a dangerous sport. Nobody ever talks about how dangerous it is. My roommate in college, my freshman year, joined the cheerleading squad. And a lot of people put him down. Yeah, that's for sissies. No,
it's not. Whenever people are like, cheerleaders aren't athletes, you try doing what they do. They are absolutely athletes.
Right. Absolutely is, yes. Carol Thomas, listener, said, we've tipped the scales in leniency and our expectation of fellow citizens are minimal. What does this have to do with sports? Family, huh? What's that got to do with it? Huh? This is a guy talking about how we settle things with our fists. Yeah, that's kind of a dangerous thing. There are a lot of people who... This guy, you mentioned in this in the setup for this, the fellow who got killed at the Patriots game a week or so ago, got into a fist fight.
He was just a fan, yeah.
Died of a heart attack, yeah. See, that's the kind of stuff. Who needs that? Grow up. And that's the... People get so passionate with their teams. For God's sakes, it's only a game. Some of the fans take it more seriously than the people who are playing and getting paid a lot of money to play the game.
Yeah, and it's not fun. It is not fun to watch with people who is on an opposing team, and you can't just enjoy good sportsmanship where their team does something good, and they're like, ha, in your face. And it's like, come on. Like, I clap when the other team does a really great move or something. I clap because... You acknowledge you not just good sportsmanship, but you acknowledge a great athleticism. Like, wow, that was a really great move. Good hit, good run, whatever.
Uh-huh. Yep. All right, here's the story of this missing 9-year-old New York girl. The good news is that she was found alive. She disappeared from a state park. This is last weekend, 9-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm.
And New York State Police reported that they... found her, And there's somebody...
This is like something out of a show, out of a movie.
Yeah, out of SVU or something. Right?
Yeah.
Did she get abducted?
That was yeah, she was.
Looked like she was abducted.
She was riding bikes with friends, family members, people who she considers her cousins. They went around this loop a few times, and then they were pretty much done, and she wanted to go one more time, and 9 years old, wanted to feel like a big girl, and was like, I can do it by myself. Goes around the loop, but doesn't come back. And they start calling for her and searching for her. They find her bike, not her, not this child. And so immediately call 911. People were there, FBI, 911, police officers, everybody was there. They got people to look in the lakes. They had the canine units. And the chief, I believe it was, had said, this might be an abduction. We don't want to rule that out.
Right.
Well, then the family, they got a ransom note sent to their home, and there were fingerprints on the note. So they were able to trace that the person whose fingerprints was in the system. And they basically looked at anybody this person is connected with and all locations, and they found this girl 48 hours later, unharmed, in good health, and she was reunited.
So he was not a mastermind criminal, in other words.
Thankfully,
yeah.
Exactly. And no word if this person knew the family or not. I mean, she's 9. She would know her own address, so he could have just gotten it from her.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, absolutely heartbreaking and such a good ending that she was found and she's okay.
Right. All right. Here's the story of a homecoming queen that was told she can't crown the person who's succeeding her because she wore a Mexican sash to her graduation in Freeport, Texas. Huh?
What yeah. It's
2023.
Yeah. Hello. I remember when we were talking about this, that there was this whole ordeal that she wanted to wear this sash, and she was told she couldn't, and she did anyway.
Yeah.
And they still let her walk. She had pictures accepting her diploma and everything, but then they're like, no, you cannot. You're the last year's homecoming queen, and it's
by the principal.
Tradition.
He said she couldn't do it, right? Violation of the graduation dress code.
Yes, which, come on. Okay, so you're saying that somebody can't wear a sash from their heritage, yet somebody can use duct tape to create the middle finger on the top of their cap to wear for graduation, the cap and gown. Like,
this guy sounds like a real genius. Yeah. This is what's wrong with public education, in part. And a lot of people who don't see very, remember that song, I Can See Clearly Now? They don't.
Mm-mm.
America's Sweetheart. Who are the nominees for America's Sweetheart? Other than Jay Kirshner, who would be a nominee for America's Sweetheart?
Well, Julia Roberts and Sandra Bullock were America's Sweethearts for so many years that they still immediately come to mind.
Yes.
Maybe Amanda Seyfried, Jennifer Lawrence, but I keep going to actors. Are there non-actors on the list?
Well, Taylor Swift apparently is number one on the list now.
Oh, yes.
And
she alerted the whole world to the NFL. People are aware
now,
that football exists.
Right. That's the thing is America's Sweetheart
on the map.
Have to be a female? Could it be? Could he be America's
like
Sweetheart?
Like Chris Evans. Come on. He's America's Sweetheart, isn't he?
Yeah, I like him. Neighbor. Grew up down the street here. Yeah. But I just wonder whether this is being overcooked. And is it going to be... Will it be the ruination? All the focus on this stuff, I would think that they'd want some privacy. And yet, they can't seem to find that private spot. A lot of people who are visible find ways of having relationships that nobody knows about.
Mm-hmm.
How's that happen?
Well, that's what's so masterminded about Taylor Swift. Nothing gets out there that she doesn't want out there.
Uh-huh. So she wants this.
Well, she wants to go see his game. She wants to have fun. She wants to... Mm-hmm. She just got out of a very long relationship. Well,
what does that mean for her?
At the beginning of the year, she got out of a very long relationship where the relationship itself wasn't in the public eye for the most part. They didn't really walk red carpets together. They didn't do a lot of that stuff. And a lot of celebrity relationships choose to do that. Who is it? Ava Mendez and Ryan Gosling.
Oh, yeah.
They have only walked one red carpet together, and that was because they were both in the film.
A lot of people are asking, I'm kind of looking at names in the news here, LaPonza Butler. You know who she is?
LaPonza.
Would you pronounce it that way? I was pronouncing it LaPonza. I suppose PH, yeah. She's replacing Dianne Feinstein. Does anybody know why? Why she's been selected? It isn't because of her qualifications, because she doesn't seem to have any, but she checks the box. She is...
What makes her unqualified?
I didn't say she was unqualified. There's a difference between unqualified and qualified. I didn't say she was unqualified. I just said,
okay,
is she
use your words, lacking the qualifications. So what makes her lacking the qualifications?
She doesn't really have any thing that would... she was an aide, I'm trying to remember who it was for, to somebody, and is like nobody knows who this woman is, and that may not be bad. You know, she's not a politician.
A lot of people didn't know who Dianne Feinstein was.
Yeah.
Sadly.
You mean when she died or when she was elected?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
It's
very sad. Because she was senator for California, and a lot of people aren't into politics in the way of they know what's going on outside of their state. I saw on social media where a lot of people were asking, why are flags flying at half mast? And then people were explaining why, and people were like, well, who's that? Well, why would we know that person?
Because of Dianne, you mean they didn't know Dianne Feinstein?
They didn't know who Dianne was, yeah.
Right. So you think there's a danger, you know, that brings up something. I was talking to a fellow who does work in radio yesterday. And your father and I actually were talking to him. And one of the things that came up was, you know, what do you talk about on the air? And I underscore the fact that we're not a political program like so many others are. And so this narrow audience for politics, and you just said, you know, there are those people who know who Kevin McCarthy is, but most people don't know who he is.
No.
Which is kind of astounding when you think about it. 48 past the hour on Good Day.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water, pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the Leading Bargain liquid detergent.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Advertising
advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Always a place for a good doctor. We got two good ones on the Good Day program. One of them is Dr. Jack Stockwell, who joins us every week at this time, and he also has a weekend hour under the banner of Good Day Health. So you can listen to Jack talk about things that are important in that download and also on the air, gooddayhealthshow.com. There are a lot of things. Yeah, I was just talking about chickens and what you can tell about chickens. I don't know whether you're traveling, so you probably didn't listen like you normally do. What goes on? What can a chicken see? And what does a chicken think and stuff? And then I was looking at one of the things that you were talking about on the current download, excuse me, the symmetry of one's face and what that tells us about his or her health. These are the kinds of things that Jack is well known for because he does a lot of studying. He's an encyclopedia of medical knowledge. That's why I like having him on. And often I'll ask him a question, and I'll ask the same question of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who does another hour of Good Day Health, because I know the answer is going to be different, just to get their point of view. So I want to talk about mask mandates in a moment with Jack. Brought to us, by the way, here, this is the Calitrin Salute, America's number one way to lose weight and keep it off. This is something very simple, non-toxic. I know Jack likes it because it's not invasive. All you have to do to figure out how it'll work for you is go to toploss.com and check out the ingredients, the fact that it's made here in our country. They've been in business for over a quarter of a century. And results, 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 results. That's what's so good about Calitrin. That's why they are in business after 27 years, because they get results. Now, I could ask Jack about what happens when something breaks down, a protein and C-reactive stuff, and that's how it works. But you don't want to know that. You don't care. You just want to know that it's all natural. It'll do nothing but help you. And so start the program by going to toploss.com and checking out all the benefits of this natural way to lose weight and keep it off called Calitrin. All right, so masks. You have been studying masks. We've all been studying masks. We seem to have this crank up again in COVID, or at least some people would want us to think there's a crank up in COVID. I've seen more and more people lately go back to wearing masks, but there are no mandates, I don't think. Are there any? Have you seen any examples?
Well, there's some colleges. There's a few colleges around the country. There's a few local public school districts that have that are playing with it. Mm. But the important thing is, just in time, the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons recently issued a statement saying such things as, all masking mandates currently in place must be rescinded and no future mandates should be imposed. And this is coming from physicians and surgeons because of the what's called the pathophysiological changes, the detrimental changes that happen to the human body with prolonged mask wearing, such as decrease in blood oxygen, decrease in cardiopulmonary capacity, difficulty breathing, shortness of breath, dizziness, drowsiness, feeling of dampness and heat, feeling of exhaustion, headache, impaired skin barrier function with acne.
Wow. Yeah,
increased blood, and we're talking about kids in school. We're talking about elementary children. We're talking about middle school and high school having to go through this kind of stuff. And
so this would be something we should post this. Jay, can you post this on our social media? I think people should read this. Make your own decision. But I think this needs to be posted at all of our social media sites. This is something that is the only thing I think of is the research that shows that none of them did any good to begin with, except for the N95. The rest of it was all showtime.
Wait a second. A Cochrane system review just said this. It did not show a clear reduction in respiratory viral infection with the use of medical surgical masks, and there were no clear differences between the use of medical surgical masks compared with an N95 or P2 respirator in healthcare workers. So it didn't do any good to have an N95
really?
Compared to just a cloth mask. Yes.
Because that seems to be, that was the standard until you just debunked it.
Right. Well, it's also a little more dangerous because there's less air transfer.
Right. Yes. There's less getting into your system. Right.
Right.
All right. Jack Stockwell, Nuka chiropractor, a GAPS practitioner, got a clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah, and is the host of one of the Good Day Health shows on the weekend, gooddayhealthshow.com. Hi, Dr. Jack with Jay and Doug, 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.